Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast all about fishing.
Fishing, eating your fish,
and how to sit on chairs next to lakes while you're fishing.
Yeah.
I'm Robert Welsh.
And I'm James Welsh.
And no, that's our joint channel. Listen, James, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm feeling a little tired. We do have a dinner tonight.
Dinner party. Yeah, that'll be really nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I love eating in restaurants.
Me too.
Restaurants.
We don't... We don't have to do anything, you just have to eat.
I've come off age because when it comes to like dessert, I will have a coffee.
Yeah.
Or a cheese board.
To help you digest. Because that's the thing now. We care about digestion.
It's like, do I have 3 scoops of ice cream or a cheese board?
Yeah, it's like, oh no, I will just have a coffee, thank you.
Yeah, I'll have that plum, what's like, plum preserve, please. On a cracker with some brie.
Yeah. Oh, that does sound good, does actually. Sound good.
So that's quite exciting.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm tired. I'm struggling through this coffee.
Yeah, it looks struggle.
I'm not sure I like Starbucks, but I drink it all the time.
Starbucks for hot drinks, Costa for cold.
Yeah, Costa cold.
And if you go to Cafe Nero, you're the problem.
Shame on you.
You're the problem.
Shame on you.
You're part of the problem.
Who was it? You told me McCaff was like the best coffee.
I can't believe it.
And I believe them because I was like, McDonald's,
disgusting.
You know what? It's probably going to be good, but shit for
gel-based
you.
Gel-based coffee. Hot,
yeah. It's a gel cube.
They take a gel cube, add hot water, and you can still taste the gel texture. Disgusting.
No, that's a fact.
McCafe. Although, if I did go to work and I passed McDonald's every morning, I probably would pop into McCafe.
And you'd probably love it in the
end. Let's be real. Like, you can't be too fussy when you just need to grab something.
You'd have to add your own syrup, though.
Syrup. Listen, James, is there anything you've been loving this week?
TV series.
Oh, go on.
From which you recommended to me.
Yeah.
So, I believe it's from the producers of Lost, right? Is it Lost?
Really good. Yeah.
It's one of those programs that you think, okay, like the first series, you know what's going to happen. The first episode, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's there's like these people. Mm-hmm. They're in a town. You're like, okay, it's obvious that
this isn't going to spoil anything.
This isn't going to spoil anything.
It's like a whole storyline.
Yeah. They're in a town. You know that they're going to drive. They're going to circle back around.
They're going to be like, I don't believe you.
Yeah. It's like, this can't be right.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to freak out because, you know, I don't even want to give the plot away because it's like a good
Well,
plot.
It's in the description off of...
Oh, thing. Okay. Yeah. So these people end up in a town that they can't escape from.
Yeah, and there's
and
people...
And by night...
By night...
By night... Why is there a sticker on you?
Yeah, probably.
But what it is, and I remember this with Lost, is every single fucking episode, you're like, it's getting deeper now. Like, there's more to it.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, what? And it's like, it's just...
Wait, did you feel that way?
Oh,
yeah. There's a bit in between, I have to be honest, where I'm like... Mm.
There's not yet. I think we're at that bit now. Yeah. It's not like it's not always a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
But you're like, there's always a new bit of information that you're like, right, we need to find out what that's about now.
Yeah.
Don't mean like I need to know.
No, absolutely.
But it's just good. I think we've been struggling for series recently because I think Stranger Things was all there was for a little bit. And then there was like nothing.
It comes in like batches, doesn't it? It's like, what are Netflix going to release next? Because let's be real, Netflix, there's nothing worth paying for on there. And then they'll release something that everyone watches for like a few months.
Yeah.
And then it's waiting for the next thing to happen.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can watch a film from the 1980s that no one's ever heard of.
Exactly. Or a kids TV series.
Exactly.
My only issue with the series so far is that the main family aren't likable. But it's absolutely fine because there's enough characters, you know, that I would say they're the main family, but then they don't take up all the screen time. But there's enough other characters in it to keep you watching who get the same amount of attention. But like, I don't believe the mum and dad's relationship.
I don't believe any other family's relationship. And that little boy is fucking annoying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Really fucking annoying. I hate him.
Just do as you're told.
Instead of being like, there's a little boy looking at me. Look at that stick.
Shut up.
Get in this cave and shut up.
Yeah, you know what? If you want to make a program aimed at people, don't make an annoying, just make an obedient child. Victorian obedient child.
Yeah. In a christening dress.
Yeah, you're a child, and then when you hit 5, you're an adult.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, it's really good. It's like easy watching, but intense enough for it to keep you guessing.
Yeah.
And I'm really enjoying it. What about you? Is there anything you've been
living? I love that.
Okay, what about you?
Why don't I do a TV series too?
Yeah, you can.
Me and my partner, we were looking for like a crime TV show to watch. Because we were like, it's been a long time. Not like real life documentary, we love those too, but like something different. So we started watching Castle. So it's really old. It's like from the 90s, but it's about this guy who's like, actually he's fucking annoying in the first few episodes. It's like this chauvinistic, like, I'm a big writer and I love women. And then he's involved in this murder case where somebody's mimicking that he's a writer, he's a crime writer, and someone's mimicking the murders from his book. So we bring him in and he starts to shadow in the next like episodes, he starts to shadow the main police officer, who's this woman. She's not a police, she's like an crime investigator. And it's just all the things. It's just like every episode is a different crime and it's like a different storyline. However, here's the only issue with this is because it's from... I can't remember what it
starts. It sounds like fucking like Poirot.
No. It's good.
Okay.
The only thing is, every single episode, we have to go on IMDb, Internet Movie Database, and Google who the murderer is. Every background actor, and I'm not even exaggerating, every single episode, there is somebody. Yeah. And it's every background actor you've seen from, like, Charmed, Gilmore Girls, Desperate Housewives. And it's like, oh my god, that's Bree's husband from Desperate Housewives. Yeah. You know? And you recognize every single person, so we have to, like... we don't even pause it. We just go like, who was that? And for every episode, guaranteed you will recognize someone. But it's great. It's really, really good. Really thrilling. No, it's not. It's just good.
The thing is with true crime on Netflix, right, is obviously it's become a really big thing. But for us who've been interested in true crime for ages.
Since we were two,
yeah. We're the original true crime lovers. We've heard these stories before. It's nice to kind of go back. And do pre-born time.
This is a thing, like, you watch something, it's like, oh, I actually know this whole story.
Like, don't fuck with cats.
I started watching that and I was like, oh, it's this murder. Yeah. Like, when it got into it, I was like, oh, I know.
I was expecting to find out stuff. Are you squeezing a spot?
I am. Carry on. Continue.
No, go warm it up at least.
No, it's wet. Carry on.
No, that's it. Stop it. Does it not make you feel sick?
Like, no. And I can't remember where we watched Castle. I swear it's on like Disney Plus or something.
Disney Plus have a load of old shit.
You were saying Netflix is like that.
But no, Disney Plus's old stuff is good old stuff. Like it's, you know, like
it's Father the Bride. It's Overboard. It's all these 80 films.
No, wait a minute. They got Only Murders in the Building.
Oh,
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk
is coming out.
Is it good?
It's not out yet. It's coming out.
She-Hulk looks like Sex and the City for Marvel fans. It looks bad.
That's sexist.
By day, she's a lawyer. No, did you not read the description of it?
Yeah, she is a lawyer by day. What about it?
Right, you know, let's go
take a break.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And we're back from our break. It's been such a long time. So today, what we wanted to talk about is discontinued beauty.
Hi, Ashton!
So you be quiet. Shh, you're recording.
Don't say anything.
Sorry, we have to be quiet now. We've just been shushed by Ashton. Discontinued beauty. Listen, there have been a lot of brands, unfortunately, especially over COVID, brands who just completely shut down, discontinued things, discontinued even shipping to your country because they, you know, they can't quite afford that kind of thing, which is completely understandable. Mm-hmm. So we want to touch on some discontinued things. Maybe you don't remember. Maybe I remember. Maybe
some
it's
new,
just
maybe not. Yeah. Some yesteryear, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not. So let me start with this. With a bit of news I saw the other week, right? Remember Becca shut down? Mm-hmm. And they had like the nice highlighters. Mm-hmm. They were known for their champagne pot.
Something. And they're really awfully filtered.
Yeah. Smashbox like bought them out, didn't they, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were doing Becca by Smashbox. Mm-hmm. Well, now, I think they're still doing it, but Smashbox have stopped delivering to the UK. And I believe Europe.
I thought they were a UK brand.
No, they're owned by Estee Lauder Companies, which is, of course, like, you know, the Americas.
Yeah.
But, I saw this notification. It was like, you know, if you want to order something, do it now.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, we're ending. So I don't know how well that's going for them.
I wonder if they thought Smashbox, like, how was Smashbox doing before they got the Becca bits?
Well, obviously pretty shit because they shut. Oh, wait, no. they're a weird brand because they're are sold in a lot of drugstores here in the UK, but actually the quality of product is drugstore, but they sell for, I think the price point is quite high.
Well, that's what made me think they were UK, like an English brand, because it's very rare that you get an American drugstore brand in somewhere like Boots, because it's usually French Pharmacy and Garnier. Do you know what I mean? Like, or like L'Oreal. Do you know what I mean? It's never like those.
They would only really be in the bigger Boots, though. And you know what Boots do now at the moment is they're trying to be the Sephora, yeah, aren't they? Where they've bought like all the American brands you may not get in the UK.
There's rumours that Sephora's launching in the UK at the end of the year.
Yes, rumours.
Yes.
Rumours.
Rumours.
I wonder if Smashbox thought getting those Becca products, their like famous iconic ones, was going to help them out in some way.
I think they did, and I don't think it has. Yeah. We don't know the ins and outs. If anyone knows, let us know. You know where to find us. Mm.
Well, listen, remember when you used to buy all the Jessica Simpson albums?
I did. You know, I did work experience in like a record store. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you can take one album home with you, but it has to be from the top 10.
I remember that.
It's like fucking great. So, all they were playing all week was the Jessica Simpson one. So I was like, I'll have Jessica Simpson.
I actually quite liked the music though.
She was good. She can't sing.
She was good. But we used to watch Newlyweds.
Yeah, do you
it
know
was actually
Nick Lachey.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. I feel like one of the first proper reality
TV
programs.
It was good, yeah.
Well, do you remember the episode where she launched her Jessica Simpson dessert line?
Yeah.
And this was all
stuff you could eat.
Edible,
right?
Products, yeah. Oh. Edible and apparently tasty beauty products. And I remember her doing the shoot and throw, like, being sick.
Yeah, it makes you feel sick.
To be fair, she was eating it all day, but you just know it's
such a strange concept because what is it? Is it sticky? Is it like, it sweet tasting? Is it like foam or is it cream? Like, or is it crackle meals?
Yeah.
At the time, you know?
Like, what what would it there be in it that's going to work for your skin? That means you could also eat
it. Yeah, and imagine being like, you know, washing your hair or putting your hair, being like, you know what? Just a quick little snack. Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's really strange. It's almost like the lip scrubs now, where like, you can eat it also, which makes more sense because it's by your lip. And if you do accidentally eat it, then fine.
Yeah.
But for everything else, you know what she sold in that brand?
No.
Right.
I actually have no idea. No, I mean, I see a picture of her and she's holding like, I don't even know.
It looked like creams, like mousses, like body butters. And
yeah, and I remember them being on top of a cupcake.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, there was basically a load of lawsuits with that brand. No. Yeah. So things like the product names, manufacturing and accounting, there were like issues with it. And, you know, beyond what Jessica Simpson had any involvement with, but they just eventually discontinued the products.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I still believe she's like an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
I think she's got like a fashion line.
Does she? What's it called? Simpson.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
It's just a load of oversized white shirts.
Yeah. And jeans.
Yeah, to wear on the beach.
Yeah.
So talking about boots, actually, which was, yeah. So there was a brand here in the UK called Ruby and Millie. Oh, and it was by a makeup artist called Ruby Hammer and Millie Kendall, and it launched in 1998. And to be fair, all their packaging was like clear.
Mm.
It was really, really cute. And I actually think it was a bit ahead of its time in terms of the concept.
Yeah.
Like, nobody cared if you were a makeup artist back in 1998, did they? They're like, give a fuck.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
what is
that? I don't think people would have paid attention to the fact that these people really know what they're talking about and really, really have, like, good concepts and alternatives and stuff like that. And they actually had, like, a good launch. They launched in Harvey Nichols, which is, like, a big department store in the UK. Selfridges, which is another huge famous one, look quite luxury. And Boots as well. And it was all very much like, you know, it was before social media, it was before all this stuff, so it was really a case of, you know, like, discover it yourself, which I think is a really tough time for a tough thing to do for a new makeup brand or something that maybe people aren't really interested
in.
So I feel like, you know, I would love it to be like, you know, let's give it another go, because Ruby Hammer is a really great makeup artist. She was on, I don't know if you remember, it was like a makeover show here in the UK. I can't remember what it was.
Was it like not how to look good naked, or like 10 years younger,
something like that? Yeah, and there are actually Ruby from Ruby and Millie, Ruby Hammer, actually has a few products out now that are sold in Cult Beauty. She has like a makeup brush set, a nail kit, like these really nice brush holders that are made out of porcelain. And just a few little bits like that. So it's nice to see, but I would love to see some colour and something like, you know, a little bit. Now we know she's a makeup artist and people respect makeup artists' opinions. I think that'll be a really good one to go for.
Yeah.
To revamp and revive, you know?
Yeah. I have a trip down memory lane for you.
Right.
Do you remember Virgin Cosmetics V at Home?
Their foundation was so incredible. Mm-hmm. It was the most. And their foundation and their cola was the best things. It was so, so nice. I used to take some of Mum's foundation.
Yeah.
I used to take a little bit off the lid and use it. And it was like undetectable and seamless.
Yeah.
They did makeup, skincare, body care, jewelry, and even homeware all in one thing. But it was like Avon, so like you'd get your girlfriend Tupperware party. But I remember the products being really, really, actually really good.
They were really, really good.
I couldn't
nice.
Name a single one though.
No, right, I don't even remember the name of foundation, but it was like a frosted glass bottle with a little silver lid.
Yeah,
it was so good, and it smelled all right. It smelled a bit like makeup-y, but it still smelled fine.
Yeah,
I loved that one.
Yeah.
They kind of went into everything. Virgin, I think. Cola was the right way. And actually, the record store I worked in, where I got back Jessica Simpson.
Is that where
Virgin
you did
Records?
Why were you in Virgin Records?
Because that's what I did.
For what?
Work experience.
We did Debenhams.
That was a Christmas temp job.
It was.
You worked in Debenhams for your work experience. I worked in Virgin.
Oh, yeah. And I really thought I was going to get a job out of it. And they were just like, bye.
Yeah, because we were like 12. Here's the thing with V at Home, though, is they start with skincare and makeup, right?
Yeah.
And then they went into jewelry, right?
Yeah.
And then they went into homeware and soft furnishings, and it became like just so much. And they actually kind of on their launch, they made 67.5 million that year.
What?
By the next year, it was 56 million. Oh. Then the next year, it was 48. Then 2009 and 10 is unknown. Then by 2011, when they went into liquidation, it was 10 million.
Yeah.
So they were declining quite quick.
That's really rapidly quick. Maybe it's because it's a whole situation of inviting people around your house.
I feel like they came into the game very late. Avon had been around for ages. And even by the time Virgin came into V at Home, people weren't doing Avon parties anymore. And the Avon ladies were kind of dying out.
Exactly, exactly.
So yeah, it was a very odd one, but I do remember. And I remember there was that skin tightening, you know, like the Peter Thomas Roth thing. There was that clear liquid that would tighten your skin.
I don't remember.
Oh my God, I remember I used to use Mums all the time for no reason.
No way.
It would tighten your skin like glue, like PVA glue, but like undetectable. It was so good.
Why?
Yeah, it was great.
Why?
I don't know. To make you look youngy.
Mm. So, let's talk about... and a lot of people remember this. Gemma Kidd makeup.
Oh my God. I remember... I just remember Gemma Kidd.
Yeah, so Gemma Kidd is the sister of Jodie Kidd, who's a model. And it's a UK brand, but it was also sold at Target in the US, which is cute, before the entire line was discontinued. And this is, I have to be honest with you, it wasn't the most, impressive looking brand at all, to be honest. But this is a quote from Cosmopolitan. It says, if you were into beauty blogging back in the day, you will know that Gemma Kidd's Light as Air foundation was every blogger's holy grail. Sadly, the line created by the makeup artist went into administration in 2012. Mm. I believe she has a makeup school.
Oh, does
now,
she?
If I remember, if that's still going or if that's discontinued. But I think it's in Guildford, I think, here in Ingerland. But that's, again, another thing where it's like, no one cared who you were back then. I feel like if you were a celebrity and a makeup artist, it's another thing of like, yeah, that's worth a try.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to know if anyone listening, if a makeup artist releases a brand, are you more inclined to take notice of it over something else, you know what I mean? Because it's more kind of like it's done through research or done through something else.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
What about Playboy makeup?
I used to love Playboy makeup.
Wait, did you actually know
No,
what
no.
Oh, I was going to say, that's very much like... it's weird how they changed the Playboy bunny symbol into... from men's magazines into a women's brand or feminine brand. You know what I mean?
It's very odd.
They had like makeup. It was on underwear. It was on both male and female underwear. And it really... Where did that change happen?
I guess for like men, it was like, oh, I'm a playboy. And for girls, it was like, I'm a bunny.
I'm a bunny.
Sexy bunny.
Yeah.
And for men, it was like, oh, I pretend I own a yacht.
Yeah. I have, I don't know, my kitchen's made from dark wood.
Yeah.
Not light wood.
It's like all American kitchens around that time at the peak of Playboy had dark wood.
Right. It's like pine in the UK or something, isn't it?
So let's end on this one.
Yeah.
Speaking about brands being pulled from Boots, Smashbox, Glam Glow.
Oh my God. Another Estee Lauder brand.
Another Estee Lauder brand. So here...
Can I just say how much I despise Glam Glow's advertisement?
I hate Glam Glow.
I will always remember that email I got where... I made a purchase. This was ages and ages and ages ago. And the thank you for your order was a woman leaning in across the desk towards like this guy who I assume
like,
was
why?
Her like secretary. I don't know. It was really, and it was like your sexy skin, your sex mask is coming, and it was all sexy, sexy, babe. It was a really awful.
And it's
awful.
So weird because peel off masks and clay masks aren't the sexiest thing in the world.
Nothing sexy about it.
So weird. Well, they're being pulled from Boots because again, they're not going to ship to Europe, so it's just going to.
So they're not shutting down.
It's not shutting down, right? But here's the thing: is even in where what are they? America, I just don't think they're a popular brand anymore.
No.
They're very much somewhere in between the drying teenage skincare we used to use.
Yeah.
When they launched, we were like, oh, wow, this revolutionary that skincare mask, in the tin
clay,
packaging.
Was it like the clay that smelled like licorice was great time. It was sexy.
Yeah. Sexy receptionist.
Yeah.
And now they've not quite caught up with everything going on with the skincare world. Exactly.
That's it. People now see past the, you know, oh, so my skin is burning. That's fine. It means it's working, which a Glam Glow is burn your skin century.
And that used to be one of their selling points, like that the mask did burn and tingle, and that, you know, and it's
feel it tingling. That's it working. Don't worry about your sexy glow. That was it.
But it's just like they launched a toner that was like drying like a drying powder on the skin, even though it was wet.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't think they've been able to evolve.
No.
I mean, the craziest thing they ever did was a My Little Pony peel off mask.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, but then other than that, they just like not caught up. They're very old fashioned. And I just feel like, what do they even do now?
Did they do a moisturizer? I don't know.
Let's have a look. Glom glue.
Glam glee.
Glam glee. But trending now must-haves, right? And it's all the same shit.
Let's see, what is it? What have they got?
Their Super Mud Clearing Treatment.
Yeah.
Their Thirsty Mud Hydrating Treatment Mask.
You know what they was good about them, or what they did when they first came out, is I felt like I had to have them all.
Yes.
I felt like it was a different mask for a different occasion, for a different day. I need this to happen to my skin, I need this to happen to my skin.
Yeah.
It was things that maybe back then when we weren't so clued up on skincare, I was like, oh, I need that.
I need moisture. I'm going to use a mask.
Sexy glow. Sexy acne. Sexy mask. Did they ever do sheet masks?
I don't know. I'm trying to load their website now. It's not working. They do sheet masks now. Yeah. They got toners, serums, eye stuff, travel minis. But it's just, even the packaging with stars on, it's all very
outdated. I have to admit, when they would like release anything, I would always try it or get like a little mini trial packs.
Mm.
And it would always just burn. Everything I had would burn my skin.
But then even when there were masks that I liked, it would always go to waste because I would just never use them.
Who needs a whole tub of masks? That's when I used to see those little tiny tubes. They were actually quite useful.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's a shame.
That's a shame. And you know what? I feel like, unfortunately, we'll have more discontinued brands happening and coming. I see Morphe on their way out soon, you know? They have Rem Beauty, but, you know, the main Morphe brand.
Rem Beauty not doing great?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's not doing well.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
I mean, I think the foundation launch that they've just done might be their concealer launch might be their saving grace. But other than that, I just don't see anyone raving about them as a brand.
I don't. You know, their brand is very bland.
Yes.
In terms of the actual product itself. Well, let us know if there's any products that you love that are now discontinued. Any brands, anything, even a type of food. Do let us know. Those yogurts with a little UFO in the middle.
Oh, they were so good.
That's it pretty much. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next time.
Have a nice time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.